At 7:01, we will call this meeting to order. Will everybody please rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all here this evening. Please be with our residents. Please be with our staff. Please guide this meeting this evening. Please watch over our military. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Councilmember Lehman?
Here.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldrich?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
We have a quorum.
There will be an agenda up there for everyone to see as soon as the computer finishes updating. Item 5, citizens' participation. We have 5 residents this evening signed up. The first one is Charla Wiemers at 127 Hedwig regarding road repair to Janky.
I'll be brief. Good evening. I would like to address the need of repair on Janky Street. We all know the streets in Kirby are in dire need of repair, but Janky is a major thoroughfare to FM 78. I've called several times before to have it patched or repaired. It is almost impossible to drive on the correct side of the road. You have to drive down the middle of the road. If another car is coming, you have to stop. I have a truck and it's horrible to try to get through. I live on Hedwig and I drive that road daily. On Wednesday of this week, the 20th, at approximately 7:40, a big 18-wheeler gravel truck came down Janky from FM 78. I've called the city before regarding 18-wheelers using residential streets and was told that that is not allowed. They should only be using Old Seguin Road off FM 78. A Kirby police officer in a white car was sitting right to the right of the stop sign, I'm assuming running radar, and did not attempt to stop the truck. I called the non-emergency number, explained what happened, and the dispatcher asked where the truck was at that time. I assumed it was headed toward the middle school construction. He then stated he was busy with emergency calls and could not discuss it any further. That was the non-emergency number I had called. I did not call 911. Are 18-wheelers allowed on Ackerman, Janky, or any other residential streets? That's fine. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Charla. Chris Garza at 4807 Michael Collins regarding accountability of city staff.
Good afternoon, Council. I mostly want to talk about today how hard it is to get in contact with anybody who works pretty much at City Hall or anyone who is part of getting information for the streets or pretty much those are the two that I had to deal with. And basically, what I'm coming to find is that if you call to this area, or you call to City Hall, or you call to Public Works, that you do not get a response. You may leave a message, you can do all kinds of stuff, but you will not hear from anybody who is supposed to get back to you. One of the things that I came to notice, I actually came to City Hall, I requested to speak to Monique, and Patty came out, she spoke with me about a situation that was going on at a resident's home. And once it all kind of set out in that scenario, basically it was said that it would all be square, that they would get back to this person and everything would be okay. And it didn't happen that way, not even close. So it ended up turning into a bigger issue than it really had to be, just because nobody ever really gets back. And more than anything else, I feel that what most people need is an opportunity to speak and to have somebody listen, have somebody respond to them more than anything else. And that is a big issue that we're having when speaking to anybody in City Hall or Public Works. So hopefully we can figure out a way maybe to hold everybody more accountable to these phone calls, maybe some kind of way where we can log that people called or get back to them in a very, very timely manner, rather than to just leave people hanging. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Ms. South at 2012 Hickory Hill, regarding a driveway carport. Did you want to speak now, or did you want to specifically speak when they have the Hickory Hill update? You're more than welcome to speak now. It's up to you.
Just a brief thing on what Chris just said. I had to call quite a few times and leaving messages on because of our driveway and because of what we're fighting right now because of a variance on our driveway, and left messages. So yeah, there is a problem with City Hall. I don't want to say City Hall or with whoever you're trying to get a hold of, that people are not getting back with you. And that to me is uncalled for. You know, if we say that we are a family, that we are a community, I don't think my husband would very well like it that if I didn't talk to him all day long, or if he kept trying to talk to me and I just sit there and look at him with a dumb face. And I feel like that's what we're getting, is dumb faces back at.
Mr. South, regarding driveway.
Actually, it's 2012
Hickory Hill.
The one thing that I'm looking at, I'm a creature of habit, which my wife will tell you, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. But now that we got the curb up, I noticed that I have to, you know, steer clear of it because my body's used to going one way into the driveway, and now I have to avoid this thing here. And when you look at Kirby, we got a lot of seniors, a lot of people that are like me, you know, creatures of habit, you know, driving in. We also have issues with, we're not keeping up with future plans, the driveways. But when these plans were made, they were made way back when people had maybe one car. Now people have multiple cars, and so now they're trying to maneuver into these driveways. So instead of going with the plan, you know, of what originally was there, maybe we need to start looking at you know, what's there now. Are these you know, families that have multiple cars, do we not need to I'm sure things have changed since the time that the original plans of all these houses came up. And future contracts, I think, need to look at what's going on now, not what happened then, and just make plans off of that. That's not being, you know, looking toward the future. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item five, Sharon Schuler, 3110 Buzz Aldrin, regarding 1424 Springfield Big Boy. It's item 7C. Did you want to speak now or at the, okay. All right, so we will come back to Ms. Schuler on item 7C. Item 6A, public hearing, regular meeting minutes of November 14th. I will entertain a motion.
Make a motion we accept the meeting minutes of November the 14th.
Second. We have a motion by Councilmember Lehman, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to accept the public hearing regular meeting minutes of November 14th. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand.
Abstain.
Did you get that, Patty? All right, item 7A, discussion and possible action pursuant to section 2.06 of the city charter to fill the city council vacancy created by the resignation of Deborah Wilson. As a reminder, this appointment will be until the next scheduled election, May 2nd. there is an unexpired term. It doesn't actually expire until 2021, so that will be an additional place on the ballot.
Mayor, I would like to make a statement regarding this. We've had several people to put their name in a hat that are very interested in this position, and I think that is absolutely fabulous for everybody to step up and say, hey, I want this seat. But then again, there is one person that has put their name in the hat that some of the council members, you know, are just against. And I think that we don't sit up here for our own agenda. We should be sitting up here looking out for the citizens of our town. And, you know.
Point of order. Ma'am, you can't do this. You're editorializing for someone. You cannot do this.
Mike?
Ma'am, you cannot.
Can you wait till I finish my statement?
No, ma'am. You cannot do what you're doing. You cannot. You're picking out.
No, I'm not picking out anything.
Ma'am, you're editorializing exactly what it is.
Mike, if you think I'm speaking about you,
nope.
Then are you guilty of something?
I'm all not right. Running for anything. I'm asking for an appointment.
Let's get back to the item.
Mayor,
okay.
It's out of order.
All right, then.
So,
well, okay, but what I am going to say is that Jesus tells us to ask him to forgive us for our sins, and I don't think that nobody should hold grudges, and I'm done, Mike, and it's not against you.
Why would it be? I'm not.
Well, I'm just saying, but on that note, I would like to make a motion to appoint Ernest Spradling to the open position.
He hasn't opened it yet. You can't do that.
All right.
I did open it.
She did.
When?
Right before I said it's item 7A discussion and read it. All right, so we have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge. Okay, that nomination dies for lack of a second.
Then, Mayor, I have another nomination to make.
Well,
why can't I do it? It just died.
Okay, everybody else gets a chance. Had one go down. You want to try for two?
Sure. Why not?
Go ahead.
Okay. Mayor, go ahead.
This is actually to find somebody for this seat, period.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only thing this is about.
Right.
This is, and the motion died. So if you have a motion, you could have made it, but.
Well, kind of jumped the gun there a little bit.
Well, you could have beat me to the punch.
All right, so if you have a motion.
Mayor, I would like to make a motion to nominate Herbie Zimmerman to the open seat.
All right, we have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge. All right, motion dies for lack of a second.
Okay.
Mayor, I'd like to nominate Thomas Hernandez, who is on the what committee is it, Pam? Yeah, Planning and Zoning Commission, gentleman over here.
Mr. Hernandez has not lived in the city
long enough.
A year.
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, he is ineligible.
It's in the charter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I nominate Joe Salazar.
I'll second it.
One seconded. We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to appoint. Sorry, then. Oh, okay. I heard him. Councilmember Pierce to appoint Joe Salazar. Is there any discussion? Joe, would you like to say something before this vote, since you have a first and a second?
Well, I really wasn't expecting this. I thought I was going to be doing something else, you know. But I want to give a thanks to the city manager and the city for taking in my application. And I want to thank the mayor and the city council. for giving me a vote of confidence. Let me just say that I'm not here for an agenda in particular, but I'm going to be here to assist the city and its citizens. So if I vote for something that y'all are pulling for, whether it be you, ma'am, or the council, don't take my negative vote as a personal feeling. We all have the right to have our own opinions, and that's why we have a council, so we can discuss them and then hopefully come up with the plan to move forward. But here again, thank y'all for the vote of confidence.
All right. So we have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce, to appoint Joe Salazar pursuant to Section 2.06 of the City Charter to fill the City Council vacancy created by the resignation of Deborah Wilson. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
No.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
No. All right. Motion passes.
Congratulations, Joe.
Where are you going, Joe?
I'll be right here.
Don't go anywhere. We have item 7B, administration of oath of office to the newly appointed official.
You get to open the gate.
Come on,
open the gate and come in. Now you're on the other side.
Nope, it's right . While we're waiting for this, as Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge said, I do want to thank everybody who actually took the opportunity to put in your name into this hat. Again, in May, everybody who turned in an application indicated that they would be running, or at least interested in running in May. So that's very encouraging. In my opinion, to see that there are people interested. So again, that will, in May, please remember that. January is when it starts for filing. Yes.
Ready for you, Jill.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Aldridge.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Newman. Sylvia. John. Anybody?
thought he was going to sign his life, but we didn't.
No, I wasn't seeking employment.
Well, guess what?
Guess what, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Is that Joe Jr. back there? Is that Joe Jr. back there?
Yeah, that's my little one. Oh, he's not little anymore.
Office of City Council?
Here you go.
You might need that.
You get them from Kirby Cleaners.
You might need that pen, Joe.
Oh, yeah. You'll get them from Kirby Cleaners.
Oh.
Sylvie Hutchinson.
Sylvie's good with that.
I got to go hit her up.
All right. And then there were seven. All right, we are moving to item 7C, discussion and possible action on ordinance number 0-2019-872 concerning the specific use permit for 1424 Springfield Road, Big Boy Hauling. This would be the first reading. This did come to council on the 14th, and after discussing, council did want to make a few changes to this. Sharon, did you want to speak now or? Okay. All right, so as I did before, generally we don't read entire ordinances, but because there were very specific, and Mr. Wynn is here this evening, sorry, I can't see you, but so Mr. Wynn is here this evening, and normally I don't read entire ordinances, but because there were very specific things asked by council, I will read this ordinance in its entirety. Ordinance number 0-2019-872. An ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Kirby, Texas to grant specific use permit 2019-013 for use of the property at 1424 Springfield Road, Kirby, Texas for the purpose of dispatching trucks, storage of equipment and materials. Whereas Good Luck Holdings, LLC, the owner of the property located at 1424 Springfield Road, Kirby, Texas, being the property covered by Bear Appraisal District property ID number 1286021, the property has requested that a specific use permit be granted for the use of the property for the purpose of dispatching trucks, storage of equipment and materials, and whereas the Planning and Zoning Commission of the City of Kirby has recommended to the City Council that the specific use permit not be granted for use of the property for the purpose of dispatching trucks, storage of equipment and materials, and whereas the City Council of the City of Kirby has conducted a public hearing on the requested specific use permit and finds that it is appropriate to grant a specific use permit for use of the property for the purpose of dispatching trucks, storage of operable equipment and materials, provided that one, the materials being stored on the property be used only to finish the yard out and no other materials be stored on the property, and two, not later than 120 days after passage and adoption of this ordinance on second reading, the owner of the property completes action pursuant to a plan that the applicant, pursuant to a plan approved by the city engineer to prevent flooding on the east side of the property, and further provided that the applicant for such specific use permit signs a sworn statement accepting and agreeing to be bound by and comply with the terms of such special use permit. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the City Council of the City of Kirby, Texas, that Section 1, Specific Use 2019-013 for use of property located at 1424 Springfield Road, Kirby, Texas, being the property covered by Bear Appraisal District property for the use of property for the purpose of dispatching trucks, storage of operable equipment and materials, is hereby granted, provided that the materials being stored on the property be used only to finish the yard out and no other materials be stored on the property. Basically just already what I said. So if this passes, that is exactly what it's going to read at this point. So does council have any?
Mayor, I think we hashed this out. That's how we got to this right here. And Mr. Wynn, I know, is agreeable to it. I make a motion we accept it.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Pierce to accept ordinance number 0-2019-872. concerning specific use permit for 1424 Springfield Road, Big Boy Hauling. I will, Sharon, do you want to speak now? Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? I do have a question. The part that says, the part that says that the property completes an action pursuant to a plan approved by the city engineering to prevent flooding, is our city engineering going to charge the city to approve that, or will that fall to the property owner?
I can answer that.
Okay, well, he's going to answer that.
Yeah, I can answer that. I just got an email from Patty Ford. So like when I came back in town, I saw it. You guys actually, when we turn in a swap permit, Abraham's going to review it based on the acreage and what we're going to be doing. He's going to review it, and that's coming out of our pocket for the fees, the application that we turn in for him to review, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so we'll take care of that on our end when we submit that application in.
I just wasn't sure if it was Givler or if it was.
He pays it, but they reimburse fees through their permit fees.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, good luck, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant.
Yes.
Councilmember Layman.
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldrich?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
No. All right, the ordinance number.
Oh, you forgot somebody.
Oh, you did forget somebody.
Come on, you're good, Penny.
Yes.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, man. What you got? Make sure it doesn't happen next 2 weeks.
All right, ordinance number O-2019-872 passes for the first reading. This will appear again for the second reading on our December 12th meeting. All right. We will move to item D, update, discussion, and possible action on Benzingelman Road reconstruction project.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. They went ahead and they're going and working on the curbs right now. I'm waiting on an update to see about the installation of the fire hydrant. I haven't received any correspondence on that. There's a service that needs to be relayed around there. They state it's been done, but I haven't seen them out there relaying it. I think they're talking about just the repair. It's a long service that goes across the street. It's that one where they hit on the 5-inch, where they need to do the 5-inch base repair. So they're installing, they're gonna be working on the asphalt next week for about half of the project. They'll be finishing that up. They got the curbs in and they're doing sidewalks and driveways. They've been doing some pouring as well. They're moving along pretty quick. 2 days this week, I know they've had 20 people working on site. So they're making good progress and they're allocating enough assets out there to move forward and get it done quickly. They did, however, request to work on the holidays, and of course that was denied. So, but everything's running pretty smooth as of now, and they'll have some asphalt down next week.
Whatever the karma is, keep it going.
Yeah. Well, the subcontractor that they have, he looks to be a new subcontractor, and he's on the ball. He's working really well. So.
So what were they asking to work on the holidays for?
They were asking to work for just to complete some of the concrete work. And do some inspections, not inspections, but get some of the forms set up and completed and poured.
So is that not something that maybe they could come back and request on a weekend like they did previously, rather than on a holiday if they think that it's something that's?
I think it's just the timing of it. I think they were just trying to get it done because they're gonna have two days less next week to work, and I think they just wanted to get it out of the way. I don't foresee it being something in the future that they have to work on a Saturday for. If they do, of course, they know they gotta submit the request in time and get approval from council. So
are they not working on the Friday after Thanksgiving because the city is closed, or because that's there? Okay.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to work any holidays, city holidays. Okay. that were
I
off.
I just wanted to clarify that, yes, just ma'am. Because I'm not off the day after, so I just didn't know if it was going to specifically be what the city's holidays are.
Yes, the city's holidays. That being because we need to have an inspector on site.
So are they on schedule, though, from the last schedule?
No, I think they're still a little bit behind schedule, but they're
because the rain's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they're going to be
they might
using
be, but
a rain day again.
Tomorrow's Friday, so I think if it stays dry throughout the weekend, they should be good enough to lay asphalt by next week. It just depends on if they get that that 5-inch base repair completed. So hopefully they can get that done tomorrow. And depending on what time the rain comes, if they decide to come out at all.
And I know individuals are going to do what they want to, but there is still a tremendous amount of through traffic in that area. I see it every morning going to work off of Crest, and they're just and it's obviously people that are not living there. So I don't know if we can just continue working and trying to get that information out. You would think that the sign there would be with the barricades is enough, but I think that that's hampering some of their, not to say in their favor, but I do think it's hampering some of their work with all the traffic because they're having to be extra careful not to get hit by those cars.
Yeah, and I've talked to them about their traffic setup as well to communicate more clearly to the public driving through, but I know what you're saying.
On their behalf, the signs that are there are absolutely very clear. So, I mean, it's very clear.
And also just to state, just for the record, I have had a conversation or two with them about going down with the front end loader. I've reminded them to stay on Ben Zingelman to Ackerman to Cinderella to Gaiety and not to cut through Happiness, Diadem area, Happiness and Crest. So I have had conversations with them about that recently as well.
So as far as the stuff that's at Gaiety, and I'm only speaking with this because this still is the Ben Zingelman project because that's where they're keeping their equipment and those. Last council meeting, Councilmember Apodaca had asked about the gate mm-hmm. at Gaiety, so I just wanted to see if there was any follow-up with that piece of it.
Informed of it, and they'll be keeping the gate closed. They've been going out there and doing it, so that's
been writing. Okay. Written notice to the owner, their office manager copied Gilbert and Mark from 4, and the owner responded and said they would take care of making sure it was locked each time.
And is everything in that enclosure, is that necessary to finish the Ben Zingelman project, or is it stuff that can be removed now because it's not going back in? Because, I mean, there is overgrowth, there is, you can drive down Ben Zingelman and look back to Gaiety, and
There's been correspondence with them to maintain the inside of the yard. That was an agreement we had when they asked to use it as a staging area. If you remember, they had a whole bunch of base and stuff
Correct.
Hauled out there. And some of that, they're using it. Some of it's waste that they're going to need to haul off.
So, and that's really my take from this, is that if they can remove what's not necessary now rather than wait, because, like I said, the grass is overgrown. It is a danger to that area anyway. But you can't, used to, since it was flat, you could see Ben Zingelman straight through Gaiety, and you can't see that anymore. And so I would like to see them start cleaning it up sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Anybody else have any?
Yeah, maybe you can coordinate with Chief Boyce when the officers are not actually on a call of service, maybe patrol by there. And if they see these people violating those signs that you're talking about, they're legal traffic signs. So if they're violating that, then the officer should be out there issuing citations to those violators. And you're going to know because they're going to go all the way through, come out on the other side. So maybe you can coordinate with Chief Boyce
and they,
get somebody over there. Just during the working hours. They don't have to be there all day long, but just on some of their off times when they're not on calls for service.
All right, anything else on Ben Zingelman?
Finish.
Yeah, well, yes, they need to finish, yes.
My dust has dust.
There you go. Item 7E, update and discussion. Oh, does anybody else have, are you on this one too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. My name again.
No, all right. I thought I was prepped.
Oh, I was like, wait, hold on. Thank you, Gilbert. All right, E, update discussion and possible action on the Hickory Hill Drive reconstruction project. And that is not Craig.
No. Boy, somebody changed clothes and the whole bottle.
Yeah. I am Jared Mott from M&S. I'm filling in for Craig. He could not be here today. So Hickory Hill is in construction right now. They've finished with the flex base work and have adjusted manholes and water valves to grade and have poured concrete collars around them. Currently, they are working on the curb in the future, which will be happening soon. They will be beginning the other concrete work that is involved in the project, the driveways and the sidewalks. There's, I guess with the weather coming up, I do want to mention that this concrete work is susceptible to weather delays with rain and cold weather.
Did you happen to hear Ms. South or Mr. South about the curb and the driveway? When those individuals are actually in the, because they're concerned that it wasn't, that what was taken out wasn't put back as it was previously.
Okay. I have not been to the site and specifically witnessed that area, but that is definitely something, if there's issues like that you want to bring up to the city, it's something that can be communicated to the engineer. And I will let Craig know to look into that if there's issues. But as far as the driveways that are involved, there should not be curb being placed in front of.
Well, just for the record, everything where there was re-engineered, it didn't go back to what it was before.
Property where there's a driveway extension. So I actually forward, we can follow up with Craig. I forwarded him a before and a current picture today.
Oh, okay.
So if you can just ask him to look at that, because I have a picture of what it looked like before, and then now, of course, it's just the curb at this point, so that he could just do a compare.
And then if needed, Ms. South also has the paperwork, you know, showing what the plat was or what have you with that she can provide to the council, to the city staff. And so when, obviously there's a rain day, so what time frame are y'all on schedule-wise?
Yeah, as of right now, we're on schedule. The notice to proceed was September 23rd, and they have 150 days to substantial completion, so that would be late February.
Anybody else have any questions on that one?
Okay, I got some. I'm new at this, so why are we just doing a part of Hickory Hill and not doing it all?
So Hickory Hill was partially funded through a community development block grant from Bexar County. And so to do just the portion of Hickory Hill that we're doing now from Todd to Harris, costs $456,000 is where we are now. Bexar County will reimburse up to 80%, not to exceed $420,000. So that was actually the largest street project grant we've ever received from CDBG. We usually get $150,000, $200,000. So we went big. We couldn't have asked for $700,000 to do the entire piece of Hickory Hill. Let me just tell you the second part so you'll know. Okay. We did apply for the next year for the rest, but it was not funded.
Okay. No, we were just wondering, a lot of people back there, of course, that's behind my residence, of course, the other residents back there. And they were wondering why, too, you know. But I wasn't clear on that. Like I said, I haven't had the opportunity to sit in on some of these.
So we will plan to reapply for another grant.
Okay.
And that was also something, too, that sometimes it helps with numbers. If people attend, if they're able to attend those commissioner court Monique is always at those with city staff to try to show, hey, this is something we need. So if anybody, when we have those, if anybody's able to go, being there sometimes helps.
Yep, it does.
Does anybody have any questions specifically regarding Hickory Hill?
Just want to make sure the driveway is corrected, because if the driveway was a certain way,
it needs
when
to
they came
back
in,
the
then it needs to go back.
Well,
exactly
they deviated
the way
from that. I got you.
So that's what I'm saying. But if they had a special permit, whatever, it's
prior to,
right,
nobody checked
then
it.
The driveway needs to go back exactly how it was before.
And
yeah, absolutely.
And so that information, as Mr. Mott heard, that information was sent to Mr. Wilson. So we're just waiting for that information, and the Souths have their information too.
What you're saying is back to the old way is what you want, not the new way.
No.
Well, I'd like it where we can back out and not hit the curb.
Well, I understand. Yeah, exactly. I got you.
That's what I would like.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm paying too much for my cars to get repaired.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
All right. Any more on Hickory Hill? All right. We will move to item 7F. Again, that is not Mr. Wilson. This is Jared Mott, and he will provide an update on item 7F, update discussion and possible action on the 2018 Street Bond Project Phase 1, which includes Peppermint Lane, Harris Road, File Street, and Kirby Heights.
This is a great update because the Millen overlay is currently complete. We have a walkthrough scheduled for Monday morning to just look at everything a final time and make sure everything's acceptable. So we are at the very final stages.
Do you realize how scary you are compared to what we're dealing with on Ben Zingelman? The word finished does not exist in this room.
So that Millen overlay, continue.
Yeah, we like to do roadways, so we like to finish the work we have. So
please come over to my street.
All right, is the walkthrough, will you be there too, Gilbert? And you?
Yes, we're going. We're
okay.
Going. I don't know if he's coming. Craig's going to be
Craig
there.
Will be
okay. Going. The staff will be there and go through punch lists and those kinds of things. All right.
Correct.
All right. Are there any other questions on the phase one? All right. Mr. Mott will still stay there. Item 7G, discussion and possible action on the 2018 Street Bond Project Phase 2, which is Acme Road.
All right. This phase is currently in design. You should have recently received a 50% design to review, and we are continuing on to, I guess, I think the 95% is the next submittal. Yes. Along with that, the roadways have been roughly laid out. We're looking at utility conflicts right now. We have found that there are significant AT&T infrastructure in the roadway, as well as an ExxonMobil pipeline that we were working on ways to get around that and finding out the cheapest option to do that. And I believe that the plans questions. The first
And where is that area again?
This is on Ackerman and Gibbs Sprawl.
Well, it's Gibbs Sprawl that you're gonna, that'd be 32 feet then, 11 and 11 and 5 and 5? Would that be right?
Yeah, that sounds correct.
So it'd be 32 feet, because it's only like, so yeah, you're gonna lose about 5 feet or on each side average. Wow, okay.
Just on the Gibbs Sprawl side.
Yeah, just on the Gibbs Sprawl side.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The next question I have is, which side of the street will the project start? At this time, the side of the street, we do not know. This is something that we'll have to talk about with a contractor once the project is bid out. But I can tell you that there is storm drainage that will need to go in first before any other roadway work is done. That would be the first phase. And then we do have traffic phasing, which will be different sections of the roadway. And I don't have an easy way to describe that, but there's about, I believe there's four sheets, and they essentially will route around the block of that section of roadway that's being done.
You're gonna put the collector boxes in for the storm drain, is that what it is?
The collector boxes, yeah, will go in along with the
that takes a while to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's gonna be an improvement over there, though. It'll relieve a lot.
Yep.
Once it's over with, everybody will go to do like that, but until then, you're the bad boy.
Yes. Unfortunately, construction usually makes things painful until it's over.
I can attest to that at the moment.
So are AT&T and Exxon usually receptive to responding fairly quickly when y'all are, since you said that y'all had, I'm just asking, because if that's hinging on, you know, furthering the plans, I just want everybody to know that then the holdup is we're waiting for utilities to get to the engineer so that there can be a viable way to create the design.
Yeah, typically there can be long wait times. It depends on if the utility company has some important infrastructure there. Usually they'll be more responsive because they don't want us to damage it. So I would imagine that Craig has at least let these utilities know that there will be conflicts coming, so they'll be able to ramp up looking at that or just figure out where these plans need to get to.
So then in a best case scenario, let's say they got back to y'all, when do you think realistically there would be a plan or a design?
The 95% plans and the project manual are due 4 months after the city review, and that would come around the end of March. So that would be the best case, and what I would say is currently we're on track to do that.
If everybody responds properly and timely, then you can put it together.
Yes.
Okay.
The last question I have is on the detour routes, or will there be detour routes? And yes, there will be. There will be signage up, and that's in the 50% plan set, if you want to look at that in detail. Basically, the phases, each of those sections, phase one will be all construction north of Old Sabine Road, and the detour route runs from Ackerman east along Old Sabine Road to Summerfest to access FM 78.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Phase two is Cinderella south of the Benz Engelman intersection. The detour route is Orchards Road to Crest Drive, Happiness Drive, Kirby Drive, Cinderella Lane, and further detours to Sparkle Lane.
You get a piece of cheese after you go through that?
You never know.
Wow.
Phase three is the north side of Cinderella intersection to the south side of Peppermint intersection. And we're
I mean, since they have an idea?
Well, I think once we get the contract, right, we actually know that that's
what yeah, no, that's be. What yeah, I'm saying. Once we know specifically, if we can, before that we start detouring, then everybody will at least know that, hey, there's going to be an influx traffic. I mean, because Borchers kind of scares me a lot.
You think?
That's a detour route, just because it's so close and it's not, I mean, it's one of the streets that was identified as well.
We got a lot of kids in that area.
Yeah, we do.
So, but I mean, once we get to that point, I think that it would be beneficial to everyone to know where it's routing to. All right, does anybody else have any questions on this one?
You did a good job.
All right. That's, you're completed.
Thank you.
Does staff have any questions about it for anything or comments?
But he has to say he has a lie on the end.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to deviate from 7M. I'm going to go to 7M.
M?
We just completed
for
G.
Discussion and possible action on a proposal from M&S Engineering on the engineering services for the Peppermint Elevated Storage Tank. And Monique, do you want to give backup or?
Sure. So just a little bit of backup on this one. TCEQ has several requirements for maintenance of our water storage tanks. And so typically, if we stay on schedule, which we have been doing the last 5 years, is we really should be painting one tank every 5 years.
Really?
So that's on a rotation because they have to be done every 10. So we did. But we had apparently had not been done in prior years. So we started doing that not too long ago. So the last time, which was 2017, we did the other storage tank, the elevated and ground. So this time we have budgeted $500,000 in the water fund this fiscal year to be able to do this peppermint storage tank. So the way it would work is that the engineers, they're submitting a proposal so that they can manage this project. They would do the bidding and recommend awarding a contract and go through all of the steps for the inspection and painting of this tank. So you have a copy of your proposal on if you want to give more detail about your scope of services or if that's...
Sure, okay. So it sounds like you've done an overall or just a brief analysis on these tanks and what we would like to do is we'd like to do a detailed inspection on it. When we take a water tank out of commission to be able to do painting and whatnot, we want to be able to fix everything that's wrong with it. So having a detailed inspection on it will catch any little things, and we can go ahead and get that in the contract documents and specifications along with the painting. I believe that there is a ladder that also is going to be upgraded in there.
That was something in our last TCEQ inspection was recommended that be done.
Yep. So we will have a inspector qualified in that work go out there and do the inspection along with the tank welding and painting. We will have a inspector that is qualified in those things to be able to look at the work as it's being done. Along with that is, like Marie said, this proposal covers the contract and spec documents and bidding and the construction administration for this.
So what we've set aside makes it turnkey at that price?
Right, the their fee, which is $48,000 plus the construction administration fees at any hourly rates and then reimbursements for publications, that would all come out of that $500,000.
Okay, fine. That's good. Now we ought to be painting water towers. We're doing the wrong thing. $500,000?
Do we need to make a motion to have M&S Engineering Services provided on this?
And yes, those to approve this proposal, yes.
Right. Second.
He didn't make it.
Oh, he did.
No.
He was.
Fine.
I thought John. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we accept action on a proposal from M&S Engineering on engineering services for the peppermint elevated storage tank. This will include $48,000, which M&S will provide inspection, design, and bid phases service for that sum, and an additional not to exceed $5,500 for the construction administration.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Grant to accept the proposal from M&S Engineering on engineering services for the peppermint elevated storage tank. Is there any other discussion on this?
And I swear to God, I thought you were talking about the water tank.
I did want to again remind everyone that this is a mandate. This is not something that's an elective thing to do. So, Gilbert, when they do have to do that water, when they're doing the tank, the rest of, as far as the water, we have providing for the city. Everything will still be in place. Nobody's going to be without water.
No, we have the second tank that we have a 500,000 gallon elevated storage tank, and we have a 1 million gallon ground storage. That one has 3 booster pumps and a backup generator. So we have enough water to sustain the city, and in the event of emergency, we have a backup generator as well. So we would have more than enough to sustain the city. There's times that we have, we'll flush well two, we'll have well three running or vice versa, but we put a lot of maintenance into well three, and we're continuing to do so right now. We're kind of minimizing a little bit of the maintenance on well two because of the work that's to be done. However, looking at all the requirements by TCEQ, we have more than enough water to sustain, and if there's a situation, we'll be just fine.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? All right. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. And when would that, when are we scheduled to start that?
Yeah, not scheduled. Now that we, this is approved, we'll sign it, send it back to them, and then they will start working on it.
Okay. Is that something that we think will happen before the holidays or after?
After.
Probably after the holidays.
Well, I just didn't know if it would start then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they have to, we have to bid it for 21 days.
Okay, that's right. All right. All right. Thank you. Now you're complete.
Run while you got a chance.
All right, we will move back into the agenda to back up to item 7H, discussion and possible action on appointing a member to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. There is one vacancy. I do not have any applications in front of me. I don't know if anybody else has turned anything in. All right, we will move to item 7I, discussion and possible action on appointing members to the Buildings and Standards Commission. There are 3 alternate vacancies on the commission. Any applications? Okay. We will move to item 7J, discussion and possible action on appointing members to the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. Norman doesn't have any. Anybody up here have any? Okay. Item 7K, discussion and possible action on appointing up to 3 members to a charter review commission. On August 22nd, 2019, the City Council appointed Stephanie Faulkner, Mary Lawler, Jean Manning, and then on October 24th, the City Council appointed Roger Romans, which leaves 3 available positions or 3 vacancies. We do have an application from Ms. Susan Street. She's right there in the audience. And so I'm gonna actually open 7K and L up because Ms. Street had actually put an application for the Charter Review Commission and the Economic Development Committee. I don't know, has the Economic Development Committee, have y'all?
No, we don't have nobody lined up for it.
That's what I'm saying. Has Ms. Street met with them?
We're getting 2 for 1?
Okay.
Okay, so Ms. Street has put in an application for the Charter Review Commission, and also she said she has an application in for the Economic Development Review Commission.
Well, I'm
going to be at the same time. Right. The other one, the Charter Review, once there's seven members, then that will be for that group of seven to determine when y'all will meet. All right, so item 7K, discussion and possible action on appointing up to three members to a Charter Review Commission. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion we accept Ms. Susan Street's application.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to appoint Ms. Susan Street to the Charter Review Commission. Is there any discussion?
I was hoping to get the Economic Development Committee, as I put in for any committees that are necessary or needed. But if she's placed for it, that's fine. So instead of that, if you need a little bit of charter review, then I'd like to apply for that.
Well, you can apply for that one too. Yes, with another application for the charter review. But we still need, we need appointments for that, so you can get an application for that one.
Okay, see, as I put in for all committees when I put in my application, so it should be open in the same month. But this is nothing, in other words, the first committee could apply for all.
Okay, but you're serving on two committees already. Yeah. You're already on the planning and zoning and the buildings and standards. Is it charter review? Do you have residency? Is there a residency? Okay,
put it on the next agenda.
Yeah.
All right. We're not, it'll have to go on the next agenda anyway, or it will be because there's actually three vacancies right now. So right now there is a motion and second for Ms. Susan Street.
For the charter review.
For the charter review, yes. All right, well, City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. So if you can pull Mr. Hernandez's application for our next agenda, December 12th. All right, item 7L, discussion and possible action appointing a member to the Economic Development Committee.
Mayor, I make a motion to accept Mrs. Street.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to appoint Susan Street to the Economic Development Committee. Ms. Street, would you like to say anything about, as far as the Economic Development Committee, why, what's interest for you?
Well, I think that we could use additional economic development, and I don't know what we have to do that, so I thought I would join the committee to find out.
Great. All right. Thank you for your interest.
Okay.
All right.
Our EDC meeting is on the third Monday of the month. Right here at 5:30, and it only lasts about an hour and a half.
Okay. I can probably do that.
Bring a lunch.
I'll make sure I'm available.
All right. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yeah.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Thank you, Ms. Street, for your interest, and I know that they'll look forward to your presence there. Thank you so much. And so the charter review, we still need two members to complete that so that they can start meeting. So if anybody knows anything and anyone, please put those applications in. All right, item 8A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events and community interest. Councilmember Grant.
Probably, I don't know, two or three meetings ago, I asked that, you know, if you want to have information from the city, our workers don't have the answers. There's three gentlemen sitting back there on the back row, and this lady right here. If you need information about projects in the city, about things that are going on, and I understand about the phone calls, I get that, but not one worker on the street has that answer. And to put them on the spot, try to get an answer, is not going to work. And the second thing is, when a man is having lunch with his family, that's his time. And I don't know who these people are directly. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But obviously their parents didn't do very well in raising them because they don't have the manners or the tact to leave these people alone. And the people have to pack up and go somewhere else. That's just really, really disrespectful. And you know, I got two things to say, and if you want to come after me, whoever this person is, feel free. If you don't like this city that much, move. Thank you.
Councilmember Salazar.
No. We're, I know we're having a lot of construction, and road construction, that is, all around the city. And this is just a question that I want to raise is, why, whenever we get these contracts, why are you not making these contractors pay for an off-duty officer to patrol so it won't take away from our officers? You know, that's the way the city of San Antonio does it. If there's road construction, there's going to be a police officer. And I think that if we get these contractors to pay for an officer to get there, well, maybe some money to our officers, but, you know, there'll be officers lined up to do road closures. So instead of us, you know, like the mayor said, she was concerned with people driving through there. And I see it too, because I go to my friend's house every morning and I turn right there on Crest. And the people are just going right through like it's nothing. But here again, it'd probably be a good idea if we're going to continue to give contracts out to the for street repair. They need to have an officer present, and they need to put it in their contract.
Okay, Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge.
Well, first of all, I would like to welcome Joe Salazar to our council.
Thank you, ma'am.
And to be able to serve for our community.
Again.
And I also wanted to thank everybody for coming out tonight and attending our meeting. Thank you.
Councilmember Lehman.
Well, I want to thank Mr. Salazar for putting his name in. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hope we can work well together and with the rest of the council also.
That's the plan.
Thank everybody for coming out. We see a lot of new faces in the crowd tonight. I hope y'all come back. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm gonna start mine this weekend already, so. But everybody have a safe one. Thank you.
Councilmember Abadaka.
Joe, welcome. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yesterday, I went to a school district crime control meeting at district office for Judson, and we were discussing. What caught my attention was background checks on volunteers in the school. We have the senior center. We're working on an application for volunteers, and I think that the city needs to have. If somebody's going to volunteer here at the city, and we're going to have these people in our community and going to events, things like that, I think that we need to have an application with maybe a background check. I don't know how thorough we need to make it, but I think that that's something to think about. It's required at the school district, so I think that here we really need to think about that, because I know some people have skeletons in their closets, and I don't want my kids around them. So.
Is that something you want on the agenda?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, yeah, we can put that on the agenda.
Yeah. They need to be vetted.
And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Councilmember Pierce?
Just want to welcome Joe, Councilmember Salazar. Everybody have a good, safe Thanksgiving. And then also this Tuesday, I did a write-out with our code enforcement officer, Thompson. Little eye-opening.
It is, yeah.
Well, not a little eye-opening, a lot of eye-opening. Yes, she's busy. I was with her at the very beginning, just with paperwork alone and everything else, before she could get out of the police department, it was already over an hour. By the time she's going to try to go do the things that she has on her list, there was three stops prior to all of that going on. So before we think, make any calls or anything else, I would suggest doing a ride-along with any department head or getting with one of them. But I want to tell Boyce thank you. Tell her I appreciate it a lot. Everybody else just have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
All right. Again, echoing thank you, everybody, for that's in attendance this evening. It's great to see more faces, and I would really like for everyone to continue coming. I was serious when I said I am extremely encouraged by the applications that were put in for appointment. January starts our filing for office to be placed on the ballot for the May 2nd election. So I really do hope that that box that everyone checked, you know, that they were interested in running, I really do hope that you're on the ballot. And I wanted to thank all of our volunteers that we have some here tonight. So thank you very much. And thank you for Ms. Street and everybody who's choosing to volunteer. And I would like to find out, as far as after the second reading for the the big boy, is that something that goes into effect immediately? I apologize, I didn't mean to. Okay, thank you. All right.
The timeline starts and then. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, no, you're fine. And then also on the Janky Street, which Charlotte talked about, can we just look to see if there's anything specifically that can be done to just to review it? I know that that's a.
We fill some potholes, but it has dips in it.
Correct.
Oh, it's beyond dips.
Right.
It's a good
that's why I was wondering if maybe there was something that we could just look into to, especially since it's coming off of 78.
Does that T-shirt?
Yeah. And then.
Taking rides.
Street light, sorry. Riding around, because I've been driving down every street now and I have noticed that some of the street lights are out with CPS, so if we can possibly speak with Roland.
Okay. PD drove around about a week ago and we provided the list to CPS.
Okay, great. Because there's
17 lights.
I was about to say there's actually one and sometimes they come on and sometimes they didn't. I actually thought at first that they were on a timer. However, I thought they were on a timer, but they just don't come on. And then some days they just automatically appear on. So, but I definitely think that, especially because driving around at night, I also noticed that there's a lot of residents that don't have lights on their houses, and it appears that they're home. So I don't know if that's maybe, you know, something that everybody can tell your neighbor, you know, just turn your lights on too, to help illuminate the streets, because like I said, there are some areas that are extremely dark. And I know that CPS did that assessment, so if maybe we can see if they come back with anything else it needs. But again, everybody, please have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Meeting adjourned. Jack did at the Buildings and Standards. He went,
glad to see you here, Joe.